Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Fully loaded AP. Hey, I just fucked your bitch and some Gucci flip flops. I just had some bitches and I made them lip lock. I just took a piss and I seen coding coming out. We got purple activists. I thought it was a drought.
Okay.
Thought it was a drought.
Thought it was a drought. Yes, wow. I'm about to cry.
Y'all, hello. Welcome back to Girl That's Scary. It's Jazz, the 40-ounce connoisseur, and...
It's Cat Daddy, and Dirty Sprite 2 is the best album, one of the best albums to ever exist on the planet Earth. Man. Debate your grandma.
Summer 2016
that is it. That's
was
it.
A good summer.
That's it.
And we have not had a summer
All
that
summer
good.
16.
We have not had a summer that
Damn,
good.
Damn, if we knew then...
What we know now. Everything is on fire. We are living in hell. If you are listening to this, if you're reading this right now, if you're reading this right now, there's a few things going on that you will hear and see. But yeah, everything's on fire and fuck these hoes. We out here. And today,
you know, I ain't scared of Lucy.
Listen,
okay. I had to finish the lyric.
I would choose the dirty over you,
ma'am.
Okay. Listen, we are here to talk about fucking cults.
Cult movies.
Satan. Yes. So it might be satanic. It might be aliens. It might be angels, actually. It might be all types of stuff. There's all kinds of fun cults.
Now, really quickly, before we talk about the different kind of cult movies that we checked out, on a very serious note, cults are real. As we all know, that shit is scary. And outside of checking out movies, I also checking out documentaries because I'm actually like really interested in how does this happen to someone? Like, how are they able to get out? How have they developed over time? Because they were the largest, like obviously when we think of cults like, okay, there's like a mass suicide, people doing some wild ass shit, you know, other stuff like that. And one of the largest ones in history was the Jonestown situation. And I just, you know, wanted to, like, point this out. Like, although we're going to talk about some different films that might be inspired by these real-life situations, these are also very serious situations that we might be chopping it up about, especially with Jonestown. And, you know, I definitely want to be, like, respectful of the black and brown people who lost their lives down in the jungle, and that's crazy. So
that shit is wild. It's real out here in the field, man. And we'll get into reasons why some people may be able to, because it's really about development, and it's not as hard as you think. And from the outside, when you have all this information and you're like, yeah, that I can't believe they would do that. But when you grow up and they cut off all the other opinions and they cut off everything else and they only show you the world one way, it's not hard to believe that you believe that dearly, especially when you're surrounded by people who also this believe that.
Been you day one. I feel you.
Yeah, so it's like they usually indoctrinate. Well, indoctrinate, is that the word? Like they come
and indoctrinate.
Yes, they indoctrinate you like day one as a child, or people who are vulnerable, or people who have been hurt, or people who don't have no one else. They will do what they can. They know who to pick. Like these kind of leaders, they know who to pick. And some of them are indoctrinated in fucking sales. They believe that shit.
That manipulation shit is crazy, bro. Oh my
God. Gaslighting.
But ultimately, to me, this is something, this is a subgenre that is very scary to me because it's real. Like, we talked about it several times on the show that, for me, shit that is some real life shit, something that can actually happen or something that is happening is terrifying to me because that means that, girl, this could be anybody.
Listen.
Like, although we are like, I want to put up with air quotes kikiing about this movie right now in real time, and oh, this is what's happening when you're watching it. Like, no, some of this is some real shit. Like, this shit is real. Look at United States history. Everybody, America's on the Summer Jam screen in real life. And right now, on this podcast. And just go through the history of this country when it comes to, like, large religious or large identifying type groups or whatever, white violence surrounding that, because a lot of these different situations had a lot of those kind of leaders, whether you're talking about, you know, little small movements or big type of situations. That's a whole nother conversation that could branch off into something else, but we got time for that another day. And just more, like, this shit is crazy. These movies scare the shit out of me, period.
Yeah. These movies are definitely...
I went off on a tangent.
Oh, that's fine. These movies are definitely fucking scary. And some of them are a little silly. But this shit is real. Even down to, like, Salem Witch Trials kind of shit. All it takes is enough people telling enough lies to manipulate everyone else so shit can go their way. Because, you know, during the witch trial, they knew people weren't witches. They were just like, yeah, I want your property. So you're a witch. You're a witch. Witch, bitch. You're a witch.
On top of that, people, once again, using the Bible or some other religious text to, like, you know, manipulate and spread their word, just like they did with slavery, just like they did, you know, with different things across time. But even down to, like, I even wrote down the definition of a cult because I really wanted to, like, let's get to the break of this shit. I was trying to be real studious up in here, let me tell you.
What is the definition of a cult?
A system of religious veneration and devotion directed toward a particular figure or object. And it had a quote underneath. The quote, the cult of Saint Olaf, kind of like an example. Mm-hmm. Then they had a relatively small group of people having religious beliefs or practices regarded by others as a strange or sinister. And then the quote was a network of Satan's or worshiping cults. And then the last part was a misplaced or excessive admiration for a particular person or thing. A cult of personality surrounding leaders. Basically, baby, that shit is danger zone.
Yeah, danger zone.
Danger zone.
That's where we are. So,
that's all I got. I'm so serious. I'm so fucking stressed, bro, because I'm just like, I can see how this happens. A really good thing, like, if you want to see in, like, real time, and something that I found that was, because I'm a weirdo, unlike all the other weirdos, there's this show on Netflix, where it's like, explains it. Netflix series Explain. And I've watched every fucking episode, and I can't wait to watch whatever new season they have. In season two, there's an episode for cults. So, you know, I was jigging in my boots when I saw that shit pop up. Because, of course, they talk about other stuff too, like, I think they talk about, like, ghosts and pandemics and just any kind of topic you could think of. I think they also talk about sex work, a whole bunch of fun stuff that, you know, is really informative. But it breaks down, like, these are how people, like, these are the steps that people take to get you into a cult. They talk about present day cults that are active and moving and shaking. So it's super informative on that, so y'all can know what the fuck to look for. They're talking about cults from the past. They're just talking about a whole bunch of different religious groups and then, like, or religious groups or different movements. I'm messing up because there's, like, a, they have like a different kind of saying for it. I'm gonna put a peg in it because I'm gonna circle back, and I would just be like, yeah, bitch, that's where I'm at. But I say check that out if you have not seen it. Jazz, did you see it?
I have not seen that.
Okay, you gotta check that out. Everybody that's listening, check that out. Check out that show in general, because it's like a really good show to just like sit down. All the episodes are like 20 something minutes.
Listen.
But this is a spoiler alert. We finna talk about different movies and stuff that deal with cults. I'm out of here. Cults, and get into it. So if you want to get scared like we was getting scared, hold on to your butt, guys. We got you.
Listen. Burr, burr, burr. Spoiler alert.
We also finna spoil everything. Not really, but a lot of things. Maybe. That's it.
All right. So I want to jump in with.
Jump in. Jump out.
Yourself about. Hey, okay.
Introduce yourself.
I watched The Other Lamb 2019 on Hulu, and I don't know if you've seen this or not.
Okay, so we were talking about this trailer before we started about how there were so many fucking cult movies. This is on the list of the movies that I wanted to watch and did not get to get to.
Okay. So, basically, you have this woman who looks a lot like Harry Potter, but is
she
not...
She looks like Daniel Radcliffe? Are you sure?
While I pull up this picture to show Kathleen the shenanigans, Other Lamb is pretty much a movie where it's a cult of women and they're following this one man, and this one man is telling them what to do, telling them how to live, pretty much I saved you, and pretty much fathering all the children and all that stuff like that, which is really fucking weird. He's really like, at first, it's like, oh, okay. But you see, they worship this man. They worship him. They follow him into the depths of hell, pretty much.
Oh, girl.
And not to the actual depths of hell. But come to fucking find out, like, this man, he's gaslighting him. And the other lamb, one is the girl who really comes to terms with, this shit ain't right. This, what you're doing is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she ends up turning on him. Oh, and then once she turns on him, she gets the other girls to turn on him too.
Oh, yes.
And I'm not going to tell you how the end goes or what leads up to that turning, but I do really appreciate it. I liked it.
Okay. Let's see.
She
kind of does look like him.
She looks a lot.
Oh, if I put glasses on her, I see the vision.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is not saying anything bad, but...
girl, they got the same face.
They could be related.
You know, because you always say a couple people like Daniel Radcliffe, but they're like,
yeah, I'd be lying sometimes. No, I'd be saying Robert Pattinson looks like Robert Pattinson looks like Daniel Radcliffe. He does not. When you put them side by side, they do not look alike. And I just be calling him Harry Potter, and I need to stop, but I'm not.
I'd be like, are you sure? Let me check it.
No, really, this time I was like, no. She actually looks like Daniel Radcliffe a little bit. She's still a pretty lady. But they're pretty much following this man, and they're living very simple like lives.
Mm-hmm.
But you find out that it's kind of in current times at the end when it boils up to that point. I wish there was a little more violence in it, and it was beautifully shot. But again, I'm tired of beautifully shot metaphors. I'm really tired of watching 90-minute metaphors. I'm going to need y'all to give me a little bit more.
Understandable.
Then, okay, because when you talk about this
movie... More
than
just beautiful gowns.
Yeah, it's beautiful gowns, but there's more to this film, like, when you look behind the... Like, I feel like it's a representation of, you know, what's it called? Patriarchy, pretty much. Mm-hmm. The women are just blindly following the man, and you want to be with them, you want to be in their good graces, you want a bear child, because there's points where the girls are pregnant by him, and they rubbing their belly looking at the other bitches
I'm
not pregnant.
That. Please,
like,
stop.
Bitch, look at me. I got the seed, and you fucking don't. Like, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I know you're talking about the hierarchies and stuff.
Because you're a mom, and others are not. I can definitely see where the parallels are to real life.
That's nasty. Yeah.
So I'm like, I get it, but also You know, I like a little hot sauce in my shit. I would have liked to see a little bit more violence, but everybody's not trying to do all that.
True.
So it's not a bad movie. It's nice to look at. I would recommend it to watch it at least once. At least once.
Okay.
I probably won't watch it again.
Okay, well, I'm about to tell you two movies real quick. I'm about to slide in and talk to everybody about this real quick. The Babysitter.
Woo!
And The Babysitter Kill Queen.
Yay!
You ready?
Yes.
I made it through about a slither of the first movie and decided none of this shit was for me. Let me tell you what happened.
Ha ha ha.
Let me fucking tell you what happened. It was getting real shaky.
Is it King Bach, bitch ass? Because let me tell you, I can't deal with his comedy.
I need the guy who, John's character. Who the fuck wrote this? I need to know. I mean, I saw the names on the paper, but we gotta have a meeting, friends. Because he looked at that little boy. Now, granted, I was following the story. Mm-hmm. It was a little shaky. I wasn't turned off by, you know, kids who have really adult conversations, because kids are having really a fucking adult conversations. Yeah. Also, you know, when that's in a movie, that doesn't really shy me away. Like, mm-hmm. It's like, all right, that's not that. But what got me was I'm into the story. The babysitter, it's like, hey, we about to, you know, go to sleep. We doing stuff together. Then not like weird stuff, but like they're hanging out. What's her name? B is hanging out with Cole. Cole is like this like really kind of semi-straight-laced kid. He's trying to figure his stuff out. He's like saying like the wrong like type of things for stuff. He's just learning his life. He's just trying to, you know, I learned this word today. I put it in a sentence. Oh no, I said the wrong thing.
He's farting around.
Yeah, he's just here. So his parents go out of town. He's, you know, navigating his world. His friend has like a shithead dad that drives like a car, and he's really stuck in the past. He's like the stereotypical jock guy. And there's a lot of familiar faces in this movie. Like, you got what's Leslie Bibb plays the mom, and Chris Wilde, that's the dad with the car. And Samara Weaving. Sorry, I fucked her name up. I apologize. And she was in Ready or Not, that new movie. But yeah, so the dad's a shithead, and you know, and he's out here and he's hanging out with the babysitter, Cole. And B, you know, you find out later that she drugs him, or she attempted to drug him, to put him to sleep, because her friends are downstairs parlaying in this man's living room with a random guest who's not that random. But my dog is down there, and they are using him for a sacrifice because they're in a fucking cult. Now, I was following the story. Y'all see I'm into this shit. I was so turned off by the goddamn conversations. What really did it for me? I want you to know what happened. I had my covers under my chest. It was dark in my room.
Here we go.
And my man said, yo, I'm your nigga, to the little boy. He said, the black man turned to the little boy and said, I'm your nigga. I started cracking up laughing. I said, nah, this shit ain't for me, bro. I cut it off because I could not believe that this was an actual line in a movie.
Well, we're talking about King Bach here. And if y'all know who that person is, I was never really a fan because I remember the Vines and stuff. They used to make really...
Is that him?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see him. Yeah. I ain't watched some drinks either.
If you have seen his videos, you know what kind of comedy he makes. It's not... It's really... it's not for me. It's not for me.
Well, that clearly was not for me.
Yeah. I've seen both of them all the way through.
No, oh, okay.
It's not my brand of comedy. Y'all know my laugh box is broken, but that shit just wasn't funny.
He looked at a little white child and said, I'm your nigga.
That's not the only thing he said.
As far as I got, so I don't know what else happened after that.
Because I'm like, that and the second one, they just be saying shit.
No.
Just talking. Like, I'm not, if you like very campy, bloody kind of films, it's fine, I guess. If you truly want to watch it. But I probably wouldn't really recommend that because, like I said, I've only watched the first one once. And then the second one was harder to get through than the first one.
Oh,
so, because it just was like, what the fuck? What the fuck are these characters?
Who wrote that? Why? You know what? I don't even got to say that else.
Yeah, I'm good. Y'all can have that. I don't really want that.
Well, there we go. No. I was like, Jasmine, I'm doing it. I'm not.
Now, one that I do want to talk about. Yes. I paid for this. I paid money.
Oh.
The Endless, 2017.
Oh.
People kept suggesting this. And I was like, let me just... And I've seen it before. And, you know, I should have caught it when it was streaming for free. But it was not streaming for free. But I did pay the money, the $2.99 or $3.99 or whatever it was. I wasn't mad at it.
Okay.
It wasn't extremely terrifying, but it was okay. I would recommend it. The theory is something a little refreshing. Yeah. We have Mandy playing on the background, and there's a white peeing out.
Oh,
and
God.
We'll get into Mandy soon, but... And I do recommend Mandy, but...
I'm sorry. I didn't know...
It's a lot of full frontal going on. Mm. But anyway, we're going back to the Endless. And these two brothers used to be a part of a UFO. They call it a UFO death cult. And...
New panic on my wrist.
Shut up!
Eternal.
So they leave, and they're gone for like 10 years. So they make it out. And then they come back because they're like living this life, and the older brother is pretty much controlling, and the little brother's like, man, I fucking hate it here, bro. I hate it here! Just like that video where Will Smith, his son, was like, I hate it here! Mm-hmm. That's exactly how the little brother feels. They're both adults, but he's just like, you know, they don't make a lot of money.
Yeah.
They're not eating great food. They used to eat good food, surrounded by friends, fresh air kind of shit. And they were like, you know, their older brother was like, they're doing weird shit, bro. We have to get out of here. And he told the news and them that they be doing this and castrating people and doing XYZ. And come to find out, they go back and visit. Because I'm like, damn, y'all can go back. They did. They went back and visit. And they accepted, you want to eat? Come on in. You can stay. They let them stay. They let them hang out. They were talking about, you know, stuff in the past. And, you know, they were pretty much saying, you know, y'all welcome to come back. You can stay. Come to find out.
Here we go.
That... They were gone for X amount of years. None of the people have aged. And they're like, what the fuck? Y'all aren't aging. There's like 2 or 3 moons in the sky. What the fuck is this shit going on here? And it's actually some kind of alien beast, Cthulhu-ass guy, tentacle thing that has a time warp
Pennywise
situation. It's kind of like some Pennywise shit on the area. And they create a loop for you. So you can live a certain amount of time in a loop or whatever, but they also can put you in a loop where you literally are dying every 3 seconds. Like, your loop is just
sucks.
You dying all the time, all the time, all the time.
Damn.
Or, like, and you meet several people in different parts of different kinds of loops. So there's somebody who's always dying. They come across another person. Their loop is short, but it's not so short where they can't be like, yeah, I'm in this fucking loop. I'm trying to get the fuck out, because once you do it once or something, you can't get out of the loop no more. You have to get out or you're stuck here. And then somebody else is like, we've been trying to get out of here for a long time. Me and my friend, I was trying to get him off drugs, but, you know, which is a funny little thing, because I'm thinking, oh, it's about to be real dark. And no, this dude is trying, his friend is doing crack, and he's trying to get him off the crack. And now they're both stuck in the fucking loop.
Damn.
And I think his wife is like looking for him and shit. And he's like, man, I hope she moved on, because I'm stuck in this loop. And you find out where she is and what she's doing. It's just really interesting that all their abilities, they can do all this stuff, because they have endless time. They're dying, but they're coming right back.
Yo.
They're dying, but they're coming back. So
here
the people in the cult have a certain amount of time in that loop. Their loop is long, is at least a few days, at least days, months or something long. It's long enough where they're like, yeah, we're gonna do this, and then we're gonna live forever pretty much and just have a good ass time. And the Cthulhu god is not as nice as they think they are, but the brothers kind of decide, they go through like, hey, are we gonna stay here, because it's better than, you know, paying rent and eating fucking tuna sandwiches. Or
I like tuna sandwiches.
Listen, also, I just feel like living forever seems very tiring.
You know, I feel like it would be real tight at one point, and then after a while, you just be like, especially if you bang with people like that, not like that, but you know, enough, you be like, damn, all my partners dead.
Yeah.
You gonna be sad, because everybody you really fuck with is not low all the way for you.
Unless squad is coming into the loop, then.
Also, Earth is not that tight. So, well, the humans on Earth, they're not that tight.
Not that
it's just not, it's all right. Y'all gonna be like, girl, can do you need help later? I'll be like, no. So it's not enough to live forever. Yeah. I'm just gonna let you know that.
It ends up cool. I'm not gonna tell you what the end is and what they do to you know, kind of try to counteract it and whether they make it out or not, because it just, it seems like, girl, why did y'all go back? Because my first thing is, also, let me tell you something. I have siblings. If my siblings like, wow, I fucking hate it here. You're controlling. Granted, the brother is, they're going to therapy and shit. Like, they are trying to be, you know, what's the word? Either way, they have therapy, and the therapist knows where they came from. Mm-hmm. And is trying to help them readjust. And I'm like, listen, life is hard. But also, you came from a cult, and they gave you everything. You kind of just doing your own thing. You didn't have to carve out your own shit. And right. That's probably the issue, is, like, you didn't really have to carve out your own shit. Whereas now, like, in this old world, y'all gotta work. And you not even working, bro. Your brother is carrying the shit on his back. You want some fucking steak and shit? Get a fucking job, my guy.
Okay, come on.
Like, come on, bro.
Being alive costs money.
It does, and it sucks. But I just seen him at home like, oh, this, the car's getting repoed. Well, bro, do you have a job? Are you doing anything? Are you assisting? Now, granted, the brother is trying to, like, take care of him because I feel like he feels responsible for him. And I get it. But maybe y'all need to have group therapy together. Y'all are going separately, and maybe y'all need to go together.
Yeah.
So y'all can really work this out. Because y'all can have an alright life on the outside. You can. You can. Because y'all a little bit too old to be, I don't know. Maybe, but also y'all went through a really hard life. So I'm like, oh, readjusting is probably really hard for y'all. And dating women is hard. Because it's like, yeah, I was in a UF Def cult. How do you follow up? Because let me tell you something. If a dude tell me they were in a UFO death call on the first date, there's no second date. Sorry, bro.
Well, and there you go.
But yeah, The Endless was actually pretty nice.
Okay.
I think it's all right.
I'm right now in my brain before I move on. The UFO call, are they trying to, like, refer, isn't it Heaven's Gate?
I'm not sure if they're trying to. I'll just do the Googles. I don't know if they were trying to refer to Heaven's Gate. Because there you see an actual creature situation.
Oh, okay.
Like, that thing is fucking real.
I mean, I'm saying, I just thought about that when you said UFO death cult, and I was like, oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, they could have got the idea from there and took it further.
Okay, so a movie that I did not realize was directed by a certain person, or not directed, it was written. It's a whole other thing. Or this person had a hand in writing this. And I kind of banged with the movie, but also, like, it made me sick to my stomach at the same time, because holy fucking shit. It was just, like, reliving, you know, what you're watching. It was essentially a Jonestown.
Are you talking about The Sacrament?
The Sacrament.
Oh, Lord.
So, first of all, I looked up on IMDb, and that movie, girl,
flopped.
It flopped. Mm. I don't know if the numbers were right, but it was saying that it only made, like, I think I saw 6 stacks or 9 stacks.
You're kidding. Bitch,
please do your Googles right now, because I want to confirm the number. I was like, are y'all trolling? So I don't know if this, I'm hoping that this is an accurate number that I'm looking at on the internet. Please let me know if I made this shit up in my head. Now, I remember stumbling across this movie on Netflix and thinking, oh my gosh, like, randomly on a cult kick after watching actual documentaries on cults. But just watching movies and shit. I saw this movie. I didn't make it up, did I?
No, I just saw that one of the directors, the written director, he's a part of them. And like I said,
he's a cult.
No, he worked on them, the series.
What?
Yeah, I saw that. I'm looking at that motherfucking shit.
Oh,
yeah.
This just makes everything worse. Well, it's directed by T.I. West, and it's written by T.I. West and Eli Roth. That's going to be the sentence right there. But if you decide to check it out, it's on Netflix. That's where I'm going to end the sentences. I'm going to glide right into a movie that I really did fucking bang with, and we've talked about it before on the show. It's on Hulu, The Lodge.
Yay!
2019. Definition of fuck them kids forever. You know, I was very terrified watching The Lodge. I
definitely think I went to sleep for a few seconds, but only when they was like, you know, looking at the air and taking in aerial shots, I promise you. But I watched it again and I was fucking shook. Mm. I want you to know that when Alicia Silverstone, I've already said spoiler alert, so if you have not seen this movie, warning. And if you want to see it, please skip forward about 3 minutes. You will be safe.
Okay.
There you go. Trigger warning. When Alicia Silverstone took her life, you could just feel the dread. Like, I didn't even expect it to fucking go that way. I've talked about this before, but it was the fact that she got all done up. She thought she was about to pull up on her ex in the beginning of the movie. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you've been in the sad boy, sad girl, sad day club, and you about to go pull up on your former partner because you really out here just, you know, throwing Hail Marys, but not trying to be, you know, over the top with a real subtle. You trying to look cute. And he pull up with his current drink. And now you sitting up here with egg on your face. Mm-hmm. And he's making it very clear, y'all are not getting back together. Mm-hmm. It's not happening. Please hang it up. She goes home, and it's just the way that the scene is set up. It's a beautiful sunny day, and there's like bright colors against, you know, the white walls, and the scene is beautiful. And then she takes her life, and I'm like, oh, whoo, wow. I knew something was gonna happen, but I didn't know that was gonna happen. And the fact that this is how the movie opened, let me know this about to be some bullshit. And not even in a bad way. This is about to be some shit right here.
It turned the fuck up.
Oh my God.
And we have an episode on the lot, so if you want Please. Detail by detail, pull up on that episode. But I recommend this movie. I know it got some mixed reviews and people say it drags some places. I like this movie a lot. The Lodge was a good time to meet. I'm going to watch that bitch around the holiday season.
I would again. I sure would.
Let it be.
And it's all the daddy fault.
It is. Read the room, bitch.
All the dad's fault. Trying to be fast.
Girl.
You know what?
Well, so fuck those kids. Anyway. Yeah,
them too. Them too.
So we have, but I watched Apostle. Mm. 2018.
I've seen Apostle. It's been a while since I've seen it.
It didn't need to be as long as it was.
It didn't.
Mm-mm. It was really long that much. For no fucking reason. It had a slightly cool concept though. Mm-hmm. Like they're this village. They're here. They have taken this person's sister, and what they're doing is they're trying to. Spoiler alert. We already gave it to you, but if you want to watch Apostle, which I mean, it's fine. It's fine. If you have 2 hours and some change at hand, I guess, on Netflix. But they run into this village that is pretty much feeding some kind of blood entity mm-hmm. for their crops. Mm-hmm. And that's why they're taking people. And shit gets way the fuck out of hand. Okay? That's how that goes, pretty much. And there's a lot of parts that were kind of boring, and I just didn't need that.
It could have been omitted, I agree.
Yeah.
It's a really good concept. Like, I personally love, you know, feeding the crops and the gods and the forests and all that other shit. Yes. Make them happy. Come on out. Get these motherfuckers out the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know,
Yeah.
Well, Apostle was directed by... One, I guess, by Gareth Hulu.
Is that what you asked?
I wrote his name wrong. Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Gareth Evans. Gareth Howe Evans.
Did you put Hulu as in Hulu? Like?
No, the way I wrote my handwriting was, you know, when I write, my cursive turns into just like, it's not even words anymore. It's just like strokes on the paper.
So you me.
Yes, I write like a doctor. Because, you know, yeah. So, anyways, he was one of the directors on a movie that I fucked with. Well, this particular story in a movie I fucked with, VHS 2.
Hey.
Everybody knows VHS 2 scares the bullshit out of me every day of my life. And this particular story, Safe Haven, if you have not seen VHS 2, you need to stop what you're doing, baby.
Watch it right now. I feel like it's on Tubi for the free
scare. It sure is. Now, VHS...
Meh.
The third one, eventually I gotta watch it. As far as I'm concerned, it did not happen. Mm-hmm. So, the second one, VHS 2,
If you have not seen that, pull up on it. It's got my favorite story, which is that zombie story, where it's the first person's view of a guy having a good time out in the forest, and things happen. Then there's, what is that? This particular story, Safe Haven, and it is about a camera crew, and they pull up, it's four people, one, two, three, three or four people, and they pull up on a cult place, like a religious group called, Paradise Gates. And they're trying to get, like, more information or as to what's really going on behind closed. You know how them little investigative crews be doing, you know, just trying to get the tea. So they pull up and they get the fucking tea, all right. They get that and then some and then some and then some. And that's all I gotta say.
Yeah, it...
Watch it.
It is terrifying. And there's a segment in VHS that's called, like, I think to the last one where they're trying to rescue someone from a sacrifice as well. That one's not as fleshed out as that Paradise Gates jank. Because that jank is a pretty long segment. Like, I feel like Paradise Gates is a good chunk of the movie, but it's really good.
What was that one called?
I can't think of
that one out? They had two sacrificial situations?
It was in the VHS, not VHS 2.
What story in VHS?
I think it's the last one. They had a party.
With the house?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I see it. Yeah. Was that just a ghost?
I don't know if that was a ghost or a sacrifice though. Like they rescued.
No, I thought that was a. I don't even know. Question mark.
Because
the over round wrapping. My words are all over the place. Story. The story that's the overview of the whole shaboob. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. So y'all just go. That's okay, baby. Sound it out. Let's all do it together. In the first movie was the old man in the chair that wasn't really dead and he was beating their ass. I ain't like that. And then the second one, what the fuck? Oh, that scared me because it had the TVs.
Yeah.
The TVs and the computers. I don't even like that.
Was wildin'.
Okay. So yeah, check that out. Sorry, I went on a tangent because I got really nervous. Check that out. Check that movie out. Check that whole shit out. Also, check out One Bedroom.
Yay.
We did a whole review on that. We had the opportunity to speak with Alok Mishra, as well as David Marmar, who is the director and the writer of the story. Alok is one of the producers. The movie has several producers.
Yeah.
So shout out to them. This movie is on Netflix. I know some people gave it a little M of the ruse, but actually we fuck with this movie. This shit is crazy.
Yeah.
And we just wish baby girl started running as soon as her ass got out the door.
Yes, and also, like, imagine that you move into a fucking one-bedroom, and not only is the apartment complex turning against you, the whole fucking neighborhood is in on it, too. Bitch, how you supposed to get away?
How? Also, you sitting up here trying to start a new life out in California, you know how people do. They're traveling out there, they're trying to live their life amongst the stars, they're trying to get the career on and popping, which is completely understandable. However... You move into a one bedroom, and then all of a sudden you realize you ended up in a cult. What the fuck?
Girl.
It was a trap. They were so crafty. That movie
That shit was fucking insane. Mm. I would definitely watch One Bedroom again. Fun times. A movie that I probably wouldn't watch again is The Bad Batch, Netflix, 2016.
Okay.
It's pretty much giving me Escape from New York, Escape from L.A., premise, okay. Whereas this time it's in Texas, but you a criminal, we just shipping your ass off to this area, ain't no rules by. And it turns into pretty much fucking Fallout / Borderlands out there.
Not Borderlands.
Bitch, like, they are just out there, they're riding around on little shits, they beating people up, but they also having parties, but they also, like, scavenging.
Look out,
shit.
Spikes!
Some people, no, not really.
I'm about to cry.
Also, they're eating people, so...
Oh.
Cannibalism!
Oh, see, you know what? Now I'm concerned. Not the cannibalism. Y'all don't have to do this, baby. This is just not it. Like, was there nothing else to eat?
No, there wasn't nothing else to eat.
Well, I'm just dead then.
There wasn't nothing else. So, I mean, it was filleting motherfuckers up. Yeah, it was all right. I'm okay without really watching that again. It wasn't the worst thing I've seen, but hey, I've also watched Under the Silver Lake 2018. That's on Amazon Prime. That movie was so long. It was like 2.5 goddamn hours. I sat there trying to... It felt like a Hollywood nightmare sequence. And I mean, Hollywood, they're in LA, they're poor. You know how the people get together at their parties, they start talking about their projects. I'm working on this, I'm working with this, I'm working on this.
I hate that.
I hate it so fucking much. Oh my God. Girl, stop talking about work, bitch.
You're
like,
ruining
damn,
my life.
Can't we just vibe out, be cool, and network that way?
Can't
and
you
then,
just shut the fuck up and stand
girl,
here?
I don't give a fuck about what you're producing, bitch. I don't give a damn.
You're louder than the music.
Girl, shut up and do the Harlem Shake. Do you hear the music? Go get yourself a
I no longer feel geeked up because of you.
Oh, man. I'm working on this project, and it's going to be really cool, but yeah, like...
Girl, we at the club!
Like, girl, but all those, a lot of those Hollywood parties, they're actually just talking to each other about projects.
I know.
And it's, that just sounds like one circle of hell. I don't like small talk, and if I don't know you, I really don't want to hear about what you're making. Oh, I'm sorry. Like, I'd rather connect with you first. And vibe and see if I like you enough to hear what you're working on.
That's fair. That's
and it let it come assessment. Out. Yeah, let it come out naturally. Versus,
I gotta stop yelling at people.
You know, we're out here, we're having a function. You're like, oh yeah, my name is Josh, and I am someone who fucking and I just threw Josh out there. I don't know, I really know Josh. Threw Stuart Josh out there. Yeah, we're out here, and I'm a director, and here's my get the fuck out my face.
I mean, but also, like, if you're in a club, like, I understand if it's a party, like, if it's a work party, it's a work party. But also, like...
They turn all the parties into work parties.
Oh, my God. Like, we are literally out here having drinks.
We
it's
y'all
not
are in
time
the pool.
To network, baby. They can we just be ourselves?
To another performance.
I'm my like, shirt is off.
I'm tired. I'm in the pool. Leave me alone. They playing chess and shit. It's just a lot of weird shit going on.
My chest is straight flexing. Please. Stop trying to talk to me about work.
They literally end up in this fucking wild goose chase. It's like a whole bunch of side missions to get to the main mission.
Not side missions.
Yes. They're going on all these wild goose hunts to get all these clues to figure out, oh my God, this place. All because the girl he was fucking, who he was fucking on, dipped out on him and he thinks something bad happened to her when really she chose this life for herself.
Wow.
She chose what the life that she took, and you figure out what kind of situation it is. It's an A24 film.
Okay, well.
It looks good.
All right.
But I'm not all the way sure of what the fuck I watched.
Okay.
So.
Well, look, okay.
There's
okay.
that. Yep.
Well, let me tell you another movie that looks good, that actually did not bore us, but looked good. Midsummer, we talked about
Woo!
It. And it's sister friend movie, Hereditary.
Yes.
So, you know, those movies we went into debt about, debt, Lord.
Death, wow.
Death, please. Death about, Ari Aster's films, like a lot, actually, almost all of his work that we all know of. But Midsommar, if you have not seen it, yes, we're going to tell you to check it out. Hereditary, Toni Collette did their thing. I sound like an auntie for real. She did her thing.
She did.
But she did. She fucking did that.
That bitch be acting,
both
bro.
Both of these movies definitely have, spoiler alert, if you have not seen it by now, cults in them. They both do. One is stateside. The other one is in Sweden. Both movies deal with grief, family, basically, you just, you know, shedding your skin, becoming the real who you are, I guess. Whatever that looks like. And then some. There
whatever
are a bunch
that
of other...
Means.
There are a lot of other themes and all those whatchamacallits, but we went into that in this. Y'all go ahead and just pull up
yes.
on that Ari Aster episode. Shout out to my dog.
Amber.
Ambo Lambo.
But yeah, that was a fun time. Those movies are really good, and they look good.
Mm-hmm.
They are well acted. It's a good time.
Yeah.
Now, Midsommar is a... You need at least 2.5
you
hours.
Need to be
you
up.
Need some time, baby. Hereditary is not as long. But it's not short either.
No,
but
it's not.
Also, you know, it's full of dread. And yeah, both of those movies are kind of full of dread, although Midsommar doesn't look like it because the flowers in the daytime, but it's still fucking dreadful.
Mm-hmm.
Also feels like you're having a bad trip.
Yeah.
If you look closely. Brother, flowers are breathing. I would like to get off the ride. I want to get off the ride right now.
I'm just going to shake my head. That's all I got.
Let me off this fucking ride. Now, while this is playing in the background, let's discuss Mandy just a bit.
Oh, God. Okay, so
we did a DTS review of Mandy.
Yes, we did.
We did.
I love screaming Nicolas Cage, but pretty much a cult sees his woman, who is Mandy. She's a baddie. She's out here living her best life, just minding her fucking business. And they decide, we want that. We want her. And they pull up on her and take her. And it doesn't go the way they think it should go. So they kill her. And Nicolas Cage don't like that. And you shouldn't have did what you did, because now he's coming to beat your ass. He has a really cool fucking axe as well. He's coming to beat the shit out of you, because you should have been doing all that weird culty rock, fake folk ass music, taking drugs shit.
Yeah.
Lots of wild shit going on. Lots of acid trips.
I can't wait until we talk about Willy's Wonderland. I know it had nothing to do with this, but I thought of Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, and we both watched it.
Let's go.
Yes.
Freak off.
That, yes, Psycho Gorman. Psycho Gorman has nothing to do with cults either, but it's a great time.
Hunky boys.
The Ritual. 2017.
Oh, I've seen The Ritual.
On Netflix.
Crazy.
Man, these motherfuckers, like four guys, they're going hiking. They decide, and this is after a tragedy, their friend has passed in a violent way. And they decide, yeah, fuck it. We're about to take this walk, dude. And we're going to hike and vacation. But then we're going to take a shortcut because somebody fucking breaks, you know, fucks their ankle up.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're in the woods, and the woods is beating their ass. And you realize that the woods are beating their ass because there is a cult that is worshiping this deity. That man.
Like a Wendigo situation?
It's.
Did it have a name?
I don't know if it had a name, but it had a fucking look. They show you that monster.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Bitch, that motherfucker is intense. I want some more big-ass creatures, goddammit.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm sorry. I'm looking at my notes if I wrote it down, because I cannot.
Yeah, I can't think about if they named it or not, but it's a big-ass deity. And yeah. It only takes people who have experienced extreme hurt and stuff.
Hmm.
So it's like, oh, we marked you. You can worship me. I won't kill you. You will live here forever. And again, who wants to live forever? Not me, bitch. I'm done. I have an expiration date, my love.
I love that song.
Yeah. I am not forever living
forever, though. But I love the song.
I got to keep paying rent forever. Bitch.
Mm-mm. No, we're not doing this.
I'm done. Taxes forever? No.
Okay.
No me gusta.
Two movies, my friend. One movie, The Void. I recently just listened to Nate and Kate. I just fucked the whole title up. But basically, Nate from I Hope You Suffer.
Ooh, yeah.
It's a new podcast. I believe it's his partner. I'm not sure. I'm figuring it out. Please, someone high five me if I'm right. It doesn't matter. I'm sorry if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But it does matter. Anyways, it's an awesome podcast, and they just covered The Void, and I was like, oh my God, because The Void was on my list, because that movie was wild. If you have not seen The Void, I'm not even going to talk about it, because I feel like everybody should see this. I'm not, y'all know how I feel about completely going into a movie blind, so that's all I'm going to say about that. It's on Crackle for free. It came out in 2016. Check that shit out, period. Yeah. The other one, Martyrs. I know you finally saw Martyrs.
Oh my
Check God. That shit out. Period.
We own Martyrs now, because I had to buy that motherfucker. I'm not mad. We own it. We can watch Martyrs whenever we like.
Did you see what I meant about it being like how we bought What's the Inside? And now I'm just like, well.
Okay.
All right, great.
Even with Crawl, we ended up buying Crawl. It was like, you know what? All right.
Yep.
Cool. I'm okay with having this and owning it on some kind of media.
You gonna watch it again?
Oh, Martyrs?
Yeah.
Eventually, yeah. It was wild as hell.
Yes.
But that's, okay. I have thoughts about that. But Martyrs is very bloody, and you think it's going to be one way, and then it goes a completely mm-hmm. different mm-hmm. way after that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real creepy, mm-hmm. and it's fucked up, and mm-hmm. it just hurts to look at it sometimes. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, they really did that to baby girl at the end.
Mm-hmm.
They really put mm-hmm. her through pain so they could know what happened.
I wanted to throw up watching it. Like, not, like, actually throw up. You know how you feel like, you get real uneasy in your chest. Like, holy shit. Are you serious?
No me gusta.
Like, the whole movie and then this?
Yeah.
Oh. And then the end.
Watch it, y'all. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, definitely watch Martyrs.
Check that shit out if you ain't seen it. If you have seen it, please pull up on us. I know Erica and Roche from our faves.
From Homies of Horror?
Yes.
Yeah.
Over on Homies of Horror. They definitely checked this out, and they had an episode about it, and...
Oh, I can watch your episode now. Yes.
Yes.
I was avoiding it because I had not watched the movie
Girl, she was telling that story about how she was trying to watch me with her home girl.
Oh, no.
Please check this out. Just check out the episode. Check them out. Check this movie out. If you've seen it, please pull up on us because we're ready to discuss.
Yes. Also, We Summoned the Darkness from 2019, Netflix.
I have not seen
this. I saw that. I wasn't checking for it because I just, you know, I looked up, don't look up cult horror movies because you're going to get shit like Halloween. And
yeah.
Look up horror movies.
Rocky Horror Picture Show. Yeah. Watch that though.
Yeah, do watch it. You look up horror movies about cults. Specifically, that's how you get some of the lists. And this was on there, and I was like, oh, it's on Netflix, might as well pull up and watch it. And it's pretty much this group of people, they're hanging out, they're going to a concert, and you hear on the radio there's a set of people killing people, and it seems like satanic rituals because it's all the satanic stuff going around. Yeah, which is also another cult movie, Satanic Panic. I believe that's on Shudder. That's fun though, like horror comedy fun. This one is kind of campy. What I realize is Netflix makes a lot of like campy ass movies. Mm-hmm. Like they're colorful and they have dialogue that's meant to be funny, but also my laugh box is broken, so a lot of times it's not funny for me. But hey man, you might like it. They're at this rock concert, they're like, yeah, woo, wow. They meet up with people. And then they go back to the house, they're hanging out, and you realize that one of these motherfuckers are killers.
Oh.
And the shit escalates from there. And then you see what happens from there.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm tuned in.
Yeah. It's not, I mean, it was fine. It was fine. Okay. It was a little entertaining, but it was all right.
Well, outside of me being tuned in, I'm also here to announce that I finally saw Devils.
The Yay! Devils. 1971.
Yes, I'm here. If you have not seen that yet, it's on Shudder. I know it's an older movie. So if you haven't seen it, please go forward about 2 minutes. I'm not going to spoil it because it was new-ish to me. So that means it might be new-ish to you.
I have never heard about it.
Yes. Isn't it based off a real situation?
Yes. Not only that, it's... Not the problem with it, but it's a historical drama. Like, this is based off of kind of a real story. And because of what they depict, they don't want to see... It's Nuns Going Wild. Literally, if you go on our letterbox, the review is Nuns Going Wild. And no, dead ass, the nuns literally went wild. They really was turning up. They were shaking titties and shit.
It's a lot of shit in this movie.
Pretty much saying that, oh, it's witchcraft. Ooh, yeah, the devil got a hold on me. But that's all it took was them acting. And I think it was Urbain Grandia. They were put to London. Yeah, they were to Ludon. And they pretty much they got in trouble because they was like, oh, you came here and now the fucking nuns are shaking titties and doing all this wild ass shit. And now the devil's possessed him and you're the devil. And they just pretty much, they all turned against him.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted him, I don't know. I'll say watch it.
Yeah, definitely check that out.
I'm not even going to say what happens, but definitely watch the motherfucker.
Check that out. Also, something that we do not have the time to go in deep about this today, but we're going to go in deep about it later date. The Children of the Corn franchise. The whole thing. I said earlier, it's something about people hanging out in, like, you know, in their livestock kind of area, whether they're with their animals or maybe they're with their plants, maybe they're with their corn, maybe they're in the trees. They're in nature somehow, and they are out here praising and worshiping to whoever they're worshiping to, and they're turning the fuck up at the same time. Yeah. I'm tuned all the way into these kind of stories. And I'm excited to talk about it when we do.
And it's based off of a Stephen King novel. So, you know, not a bad time.
Mm-hmm.
Not upset about it. If you haven't checked out Dr. Sleep.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about that before.
Yeah. It follows The Shining. Well, not follows. It's the sequel to The Shining. And The Shining doesn't really have that much to do with cults. But Dr. Sleep does, because what they're doing, these people, they have decided, fuck this human shit, bitch. we're about to start eating the essence of people who are magic. And that's how we about to get our rocks off. So if you ever see Rose the Hat, bitch, you better cross the street.
Run away, girl. Because that
bitch is a villain. She will beat your fucking ass, okay?
It's time to go.
Yeah. Yeah, no. You got to get the fuck out of here. She's not okay. Also, Black Summer. Not Black Summer. Wow. Completely different thing. Black Christmas 2019.
Oh, yeah. I have it on my list, too.
It's a being culty. I'm not going to get into why. Because I'm also not really suggesting that I didn't enjoy that movie.
Oh, yeah.
But if you want to check it out, I believe it's on HBO Max. So if you want to give that a chance, be my guest. I just...
There you go. There you go. The Wicker Man,
yes!
1973. And then, of course, the 2006 remake, that has our man Nicolas Cage in it again, yelling, "Not the bees! Oh, God!" Like, really dramatically.
He
really was just over the top in that movie. Not in the 73 version, but in the other one. I had some docs that I was checking out or wanted to check out or started. If you want to go outside of just, like, regular movies and not going too deep, but and go into, like, more information about it. Wild Wild Country on Netflix. Netflix has a slew of documentaries. But the ones that I made my list, I was like, I'm just going to gravitate to these this month and go from there. Wild Wild Country. Children of God, which follows the family in 1994. And then Children of God Lost and Found is on YouTube for $2.99. Mm. And it kind of goes even deeper and then, like, the relationship with the children and stuff. Join Us, which came out in 2007. Is that it? Okay, that's the new ones that I put on my list. That's the ones I was going to dive into now. But if you go through YouTube, if you go through Netflix, and I believe Hulu as well, there's a lot of different documentaries set up on cults, the occult, even though those are two different things. But they can also go hand in hand.
Also,
not all the time.
We did cover Sacrifice real quick. We had a whole DTS review, so you can just check that out. I feel like you can rent it, because I don't think it's streaming quite yet. Starry Eyes, remember that?
Oh, yeah! Starry Eyes. Ooh, we did a review on Starry Eyes.
We sure the fuck did.
Oh, we're going to push her to the front.
Yeah, we might have to retweet some of these.
I need y'all to get into Starry Eyes. Please.
Yeah. We'll probably on Thursday when this comes out, we'll just retweet some of the episodes where we talked in depth about some of these movies. So if you want more or you've seen them and you're interested, you can pull up on those.
Yeah.
Oh,
that'll be so helpful for those who are interested. Yes.
Yeah. So we'll probably just check that out. The House of the Devil, 2009, is on Tubi.
I accidentally fell asleep on this, and not because I was bored, it's because it was really late.
Yeah, it's good actually.
I was into it.
It looked good, and it's set in, like, the 70s or something, but this girl go to babysit, and they ain't trying to really have her babysit no baby.
I'm gonna watch that, and then we should, like, circle back and talk about it.
I'm okay with that.
The House of the Devil. I'm gonna write that down. Look at me doing it.
Now, a lot of people have not seen is The Shrine from 2010. I'm trying to think of where it's streaming. Was it on Hulu or something? Just look it up. The Shrine 2010. I know when I first saw it, it was on Netflix back in the day when they used to mail the DVDs out.
Oh, and yeah. Missed that.
The Shrine is this reporter goes to cover this story, and they talk about this person. They disappear, and they go over there, and they don't find the person, but they find the fucking place that they went, and there is something in that place that fucks them up. And that's all I'm giving you for The Shrine. I do recommend it. I liked it a lot. I watched it more than once. And I used to force people to watch it in college. So
there you go.
It was one of those movies. Hello, watch this. Watch this. Yep, watch this. Also, The Last Will and Testament of Rosalind Lee or Rosalind Leigh on Shudder.
Did not see that.
It wasn't bad. I just was kind of bored. Okay. But it did talk about a cult that I had never really experienced. Talk about, like, a cult of, like, following angels and stuff, like, believing in angels. Mm-hmm. So that was a little bit of a different spin. Maybe I'll try to give it another shot. Because it's not a long movie. Mm-hmm. It's like 80 minutes or something. So it's not long. But I just was like, okay, what's happening next? I don't know if I really care. I'm not sure.
Okay, that's fair. That's a fair thought.
Yeah. Also, Get Out, technically, is some cult shit.
Yes.
Although, No, they're worshiping that white supremacy. We're about to body snatch you niggas. That's what they decided. Yeah, you already know. Definitely some cult shit there going on. We have not yet covered all that. One day we will probably cover Jordan Peele. After a few more movies come out, hopefully. Maybe. We'll see.
We'll see, girl. Yeah. It's on the list, though, because it's just, you know.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I think that's everything except for The Heretics 2014. That was okay. Mm-hmm. You don't really have to check that out. You're fine. I think it was free on Tubi or some shit. I didn't pay for it. But it was fine. It was fine. So you guys can let us know what kind of cults you're fucking into.
Yeah. Have you seen any of the movies or documentaries that we mentioned? And if you have and you really bang with it, let us know. And if you didn't, please let us know as well, because especially the ones that we haven't seen, because I want to be in your business.
Yeah. So let us know what's your favorites. And check some of these shits out. This is one of the times where I had a really good time doing mm-hmm. the research. Because The Wicker Man was a fucking good time. That bitch was really busting open her pussy butt naked up against that door, girl.
Lord have mercy.
She was, you could see that monkey from the back, girl. I was not like, the ma'am. I could see her cat. I was like, she was not playing. But
listen, it was a whole nother time.
It was. But yeah, you guys check the cult movies out. Pull up on us at grltspod@gmail.com. You can also pull up on us at Girl That's Scary on Twitter and the Gram. You know, pull up on us, message us, all that fun stuff. We got mm-hmm. exclusive content on Patreon. That's patreon.com/girlthatscary with several tiers. We got Discord, mm-hmm. bonus episodes, pull bonus up, reviews. Baby. Yeah, all types of fun shit. So pull up on your girls.
Yes, five stars for 5 stars, chicks. Yes. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. Thank you for listening.
Rate us.
Bye.
Bye.
Tell me, Ma, what's up?